Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. Leanna, this is an interesting tax case. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about it because it's about one piece in particular that have people confused about. I think the one question that we get where people are most confused is about these medical expenses that people get. We're getting close to tax time. People have collected their medical tax, medical expenses, receipts and so forth. They're getting reports from their all their prescriptions and their and their doctors and so forth they've been using. And now comes time they're going to be providing this information to their accountants. And they're looking for that. They're calling it a tax deduction. So that's, one thing we have to talk about. But there was, there was a case that went up to the courts about claiming parking.
Right. Parking for medical treatments. Can you claim it under a medical expense?
So that was interesting. I didn't know that you could claim more than just the expense of the of that medical transaction. But even you can apparently... claims. Let's find out more about this and get all the real details. We've got Jamie Golombek, Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC. Jamie, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, give us the whole story that happened here. Alberta tax case when it comes to medical expenses. What happened here?
Yeah, I mean, this case, in my opinion, should never have gone to court because the taxpayer really had no chance to succeed. So, you know, as we already mentioned, like Canadians are allowed to not deduct, but get a credit, a non-refundable credit, both federally and in Alberta, for a portion of their medical expenses that exceed a lower of 3% of their net income of the year and a predetermined amount. And that amount varies by province. But basically, you have to spend a minimum of amount of medical expenses, and then you can actually pool your whole family's expenses, you, your spouse or partner, any of your minor children under the age of 18 together and be able to claim these credits, both federally and Alberta. So the normal stuff, as you said, applies, like normal medical expenses. So something that isn't covered by the provincial health plan, maybe you have dental expenses or prescriptions, like anything, right? Those are obvious medical expenses, right? Things that are just not covered by insurance or by the provincial plan. Then there's less obvious things, right? And one of those could be travel. Now, not just every kind of travel, but there are very, very specific rules. If you have to travel outside of your local area to receive medical attention or some type of medical service that's not available regionally, you may be able to deduct certain costs of travel depending on how far you go and depending on what type of expenses. So there's really two categories. So first of all, for the average person, I would just say that's just going to visit their doctor, you obviously can't write off any kind of travel expenses, not your gas and not your, your parking, nothing like that. However, if you seek medical attention at least 40 kilometers away, then you can write off the cost of that travel. So if you have to take a plane there, or if you have to take a train or a taxi, something like that. But if you want to create other types of things other than the actual travel itself, things like parking, then actually the qualification is 80 kilometers, okay? So that's really a bright line test. There's no room for discussion. If you travel more than 80 kilometers for medical service, you can deduct any type of travel expenses related to that. So this case, which involves an Alberta couple in which the wife had to get dialysis treatment three times a week, and she had to drive, I think it was something like 20 kilometers each way to get this dialysis three times a week. And she incurred over $800 of parking expenses at the hospital to receive the dialysis. And the husband, who's claiming the medical expenses, tried to argue that he should be allowed to claim these medical expenses, even though he didn't meet the 80 kilometer test, because that 80 kilometer test, at least in his view, was discrimination. Discrimination against our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. In other words, it was discriminating against people who live less than 80 kilometers and more than 80 kilometers. And this went to tax court and he lost. And I'm not surprised. I would have told him not to waste his time. You can't argue with stuff that's in black and white. And ultimately, the judge says Parliament has its discretion, as confirmed by a Supreme Court decision, to decide what benefits and how much to offer. This is not discriminatory because everyone in Canada who lives less than 80 kilometers can't claim this as a medical expense, right? So this is not discriminatory under the charter. This is a valid thing. And Parliament may have all kinds of reasons to do this, one of them being limiting the cost to the fisc. They actually say this in the case. In other words, Parliament wants to cap the amount of cost that the government's going to allow as a subsidy, effectively, for medical expense credit. So they put in these arbitrary rules, 40 kilometers, 80 kilometers, to really limit how much people can expend. So this is the right decision. It's unfortunate for the taxpayer. I sympathize with this couple because this is real out-of-pocket money. And as the taxpayer said, if my wife doesn't get this, she will die. So obviously they needed to park the car. They needed to get the dialysis, yet our tax code does not recognize that. And that's something to debate with your politicians, with your member of parliament, and maybe make a submission, but it certainly is constitutional. And ultimately, they would never have won. And it's funny, I've heard from several readers now since that column went out online this week, specifically telling me about their stories. One of them was moving expenses where they didn't move 40 kilometers. They also went to court. They lost their case. And the judge says, look, the law is the law. Whether it's fair or unfair is not my problem. This is what Parliament decided, and I have to rule according to the law. So this is a much broader discussion, I think, for anyone. And we get the question when it comes to like over-the-counter medications. We get it with all kinds of vitamins and minerals and naturopathy and all kinds of stuff that is not necessarily prescribed by a medical doctor. And that's where you get into problems. Certainly naturopath stuff does qualify, but some of the homeopath and some of the other stuff would not qualify. And then we've seen cases and supplements and things like that, they just don't qualify. So I think that's in a nutshell what was happening here.
When you look at all the issues with medical expenses and so forth, do you think that we should have a change in the rules? And I'm not even talking about just the 40 kilometer and the 80 kilometer. Should we look at this in a different way that at some point that the taxpayer is going to be paying out of pocket more in the future? Should there be more government programs to help deduct or have credits as they have more and more expenses? Should we open up the band of how much they can deduct? Or do you think this is fine the way it is?
Look, I think it depends on people's personal situation. Obviously, some people have more or less ability to pay. You have to do remember that most health services in Canada, we're very fortunate, is covered. So almost everything, right, is covered by provincial programs. We have some new programs now for lower income people on the dental side, the new Canada Dental program, which just started, right, for lower income families to be able to get their kids under the age of 12. That's going to turn out into a much larger program going forward for seniors. And they're talking now of a pharmacare program for prescription drugs, but right now, Canada has a heavily subsidized medical system. So question is, for stuff that isn't covered, should you be getting more back than it's currently? It's a good question. If the government could afford it, I'd say, sure, why not? But we know that the government has obviously run into some issues recently with deficits, and there is a federal budget coming up in March or April. And I wouldn't be surprised if tax rates don't go down, but go up. So I'm not sure this is anything that we're going to see in the cards, despite obviously this is obviously a burden for some people, certainly for this couple.
We have about a minute left to go, Jamie. Your advice or tips to our viewers and listeners on when it comes to medical expenses, what should they do to make sure they can maximize their tax savings when it comes to filing their taxes come April?
Yeah, the most important thing is throughout the year, collect all those receipts in one place. So like I have a folder already started for my 2023 tax return in which I take any receipts from prescriptions beyond what the health plan pays, any doctor's bills, anything like that, dentists, and I just put it in there. And that way, when it comes to file your tax return in April, you're not scrambling. You've got a list of that. And just one final tip, don't forget that if you are part of a group plan, either through, let's say, Blue Cross or through your work, the part that you pay as the individual, as an employee, not the part that your employer pays, the part that you pay your private health service plans qualifies as a medical expense. So for example, I'm paying several thousand dollars a year in these expenses to cover me and my wife and the kids on the plan. And I claim that as a medical expense. That's what puts me over that 3% net income and threshold test. So don't forget that. That's a very valuable, in most cases, unless you've had some kind of private surgery, in most cases, that'll be the biggest expense that people have when trying to meet that 3% threshold.
Some great tips, advice, and information from Jamie Golombek. Jamie, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We've been joined by Jamie Golombek, Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC. Tax being the most, probably the biggest single expense you're going to have each year as you go through retirement. Mm-hmm. We're going to address how to minimize your tax as you go through retirement at our upcoming seminar. Leanna, when is it?
That's right. Our next seminar, Tuesday, January 24th, both live online and in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club here in Calgary. You need to register, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com to do that.
Are parents getting too involved in their adult children's finances? Well, we're going to talk about that after the break. You listen to QR Calgary and More Than Money.